It is, as the title suggests, a very sad piece with elements from music from Israel, and you can hear the some klezmer, some chazan, Arabic microtonal makamat, and Sephardic type tunes, all very wistful, mourning. And yeah, so that's basically where the piece comes from. And I would like to say the most important thing is that I really would like to dedicate my performance to a colleague, Zvi Zeitlin, who passed away some days ago. And I knew him, of course, at Eastman, and I also had the fortune to play together with him.
You had described yourself in one article as a late-blooming composer, and now, though it's 20 years since you wrote your first viola sonata, what have you learned, discovered, over the process of composing for the past 20 years?
Well, I discovered, first of all, that I have a great, great fun doing it. I just regret that I didn't begin yet 20 years earlier, or even more. And since I'm not really a composer, in other words, I don't make my living composing, I'm mainly a violist, of course, I don't owe anyone anything, and I just write the way I want. I don't want to do anything completely new, you know, or something that revolutionary. I just want to have fun writing and express myself for whatever it is worth. So this is the advantage of me, of being really a late bloomer composer.
Do you still encounter people regarding the viola as sort of a lesser cousin to the violin?
No. Absolutely. I think this thing is kind of over. We have so many good violists now, and they are respected. And of course, you know, the audience, you know, would still, you know, like would go hear a violin concerto, piano concerto, etc. But you know, among musicians, I think we restored the respect. I think. Even I hear less and less viola jokes, you know. I don't know if you noticed that.
I've been collecting them.
I invented one or two of those.
Do you have any to share?
No. Not before the Viola Congress.
Attar Arad, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Mona. It has been a pleasure.